You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Intimate Knowledge with Megan King. Shh, it's a show about sex.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Intimate Knowledge. I'm your host, Megan King, and I am here to talk to you about all things sex and dating from my perspective, a woman. So I've kept you all up to date on my relationship with Kenny, which has now shockingly been an entire month. And that's really long for me. That's like a year in Meg years as far as relationships go, because it takes me no time at all to get into them, and I'm very quick at getting out of them. So a month is like a long time. And I really kind of had a freak out on him today, or yesterday. I would have broken up with me if I were him, even though I was just upset about something. I just really let my inner child come out in a big way. And I later apologized. But the great thing about dating a friend is he's like, look, babe, we're good. It's fine. Like, it's all good. Very healthy. It's a nice change of pace for me. So everything is fine. Everything is just going smoothly. But I did have an extremely mortifying situation with him over the weekend. I can't even believe this happened. I actually put out an Instagram poll on my social media saying, what mortifying things have you guys been through? Because I just experienced one of them. I think that there is nothing worse than doing certain things in front of your partner, like farting, or like a nasty, gross burp, or like, I don't know, like pooping and like the smell in the bathroom. Oh, I'm going to throw up now. Just, or grooming, anything grooming, like put your chin hairs away, you know, after you're shaving your face, whatever it is. Speaking of chin hairs, I'm sitting there at a game. Soccer game, little kid's soccer game. And Kenny looks over at me. It's a beautiful day. And he looks over at me and he said, huh, what is that? And I was like, huh? Kind of like reaches on my chin. I was like, do I have food on me or something? He's like, no, it's a hair. Hold on a second. He tries to grab it and pluck it out. I go, I'm like, a hair? Oh my God, you're trying to pluck out a hair on my chin. So for the rest, I'm like, oh, you can't, what are you doing? You can't do that. So for the rest of the game, I'm like trying to hold my chin, like, like very pensive at the game, just like covering up this hair. So I'm 38 years old. This happens. As women age, there's hairs that start growing out of places we never knew they should grow out of. Places that only men should have hair grow out of. Like, I don't know. I've heard of women who like just have mustaches and stuff. I'm lucky enough not to have that. But I do have one pubic hair growing out of my chin. It's black and it's growing out of the same spot every fucking time. And it's like in this perfect little spot on my chin that even though I look for it and I know it's going to be there, sometimes the light just doesn't catch it right. And next thing you know, that puppy's grown a solid inch out of the bottom of your chin and you look like the fucking Wicked Witch of the West. And then your boyfriend of 1 month who you're really into sees it before you do and tries to pluck it out. I couldn't even handle it. So I get in the car, pluck out my fucking whisker out of my chin like a goddamn 85-year-old man. And I looked at him and I said, I never thought that I would be intimate enough with someone where that you would pull out my chin hair and it would be okay. And you would still like me. And we shared a good laugh. And then we said, it kind of sunk in and we're like, huh, no, that's intimate. That's some intimate knowledge I just dropped on y'all right there. But let's talk about more important things. Is Meghan King coming back to The Real Housewives of Orange County? So this is always fun because Tamra Judge was asked by fans who she would bring back if she had to bring back a cast member. And she said me, obviously. No, I'm just kidding. But Tamra and I are close. We have a great relationship. We have good rapport. We have good banter. We have so much fun when we're together. And I know her. She knows me. Tamra and I really never fought on the show. So it kind of does make sense that she would choose to bring me back. My life has changed a lot in the years that I've been off the show. I'm in a completely different place. I mean, Tamara's not stupid either. She knows how to work a business. And I kind of think that she's thinking, all right, well, Meghan could bring in the ratings. And so I reposted it, and now all of a sudden there's an article in the tabloid saying that am I coming back? And so I'm reading through this article, and you know what? Like, first of all, I'm not coming back. I live in St. Louis, y'all. That is a fact. Could I move to Orange County? Sure. But I have three kids. They're established in their schools. Like, it just really doesn't make sense. I have family in St. Louis. I have a house that I can afford that. If you have been following my Instagram, I've been decorating lately and it's looking mighty fine, if I do say so myself. I'm not going back on the show. Would I go back on as a cameo or whatever? Sure, why not? Which kind of brings me into the next article with Vicki Gunvalson. Is she returning? Because she was spotted filming. Now, filming is fun, and Vicki talks about how she thinks filming is fun and she missed filming. She was on the show for 14 seasons. That's a huge chunk of her life. And I do enjoy filming too. Look, we are all in this industry for a reason, the entertainment industry, because we all have that spark inside of us that wants to be seen and recognized and noticed and the center of attention. And that has been ingrained in us that there's something wrong with wanting to be the center of attention. And the fact of the matter is, it's just who some people are, and it doesn't make them bad. Maybe it makes them a little bit needy, but it just is their inherent personality. And I've come to a place at 38 years old where I can own that as a part of who I am. And I'm sure that Vicki has that too. Don't we all? We all casted for the show willingly. Nobody had a gun to our head when they said, do you want to put your whole life on reality television? We said, heck yeah, we do. We want to be famous. We want to be seen and recognized and heard. And we think that we have something special to share with the world. That's not that crazy. But in the world of current, you know, the way the media currently works is that anybody can be a celebrity. Everybody's an influencer, and we have access to our favorite people through social media and their daily lives. That just because the world of celebrity changed, it doesn't mean that we're any more or less thirsty than the Hollywood actors of the past. It just means the industry has more access. We just have more access to these individuals. When old actors used to kind of like age out or fall off, did we call them thirsty when they came back to reprise a role as an older person in some sort of movie? No, it was cool to be able to see them again and say, oh, there they are. They're in playing a different role than we're used to seeing them in, or they look a little different, but we didn't call them thirsty. So I think it's wrong to look at me defending Vicki. I think it's wrong to call Vicki thirsty or anyone thirsty just because they have been fired from their reality show. It doesn't make their desires to be in front of the camera just completely disappear the same day. So does Vicki want to be back on the show? Yeah, absolutely. She wants to be in front of the camera. She said it herself. She's also she's just selfish, and she's whiny, and she would be terrible for television to bring back to television again. As a fan, I enjoyed watching her. But as a human, she's just not that relatable. She's too full of herself. She somehow finds a way to make everything about herself, including the infamous Brooks cancer scandal, which I got to the bottom of. And now all of a sudden, Vicki is the victim here. I'm sorry. They're living together. And now all of a sudden, this is about you? Like, cry me a freaking river. We don't have any time for that. All thirstiness aside, we don't have time for fakery. So Vicki, I know you're not coming back to the cast. We can shut that down. She did film with the Tres Amigas in Tulum, Mexico, which I think is a really shitty place to go for a cast trip. When I was on the cast, we went to freaking Tahiti the first year. Now they got to go to Tulum. That's like, I don't know, some like cheap version of some festival or something. Like, these women are aging. These are like 50-year-old women. You're going to Tulum, barf. Like, come up with something better, Bravo. Okay, let's move on. New York City Housewives. They haven't even aired yet, and one lady has already quit. So this is interesting to me because I started following this Lizzie woman because she was going to be the first, I think, Orthodox Jewish housewife. And she, when I started following her, I was following her messaging, and she really does promote her religious lifestyle in a huge way. We've had a lot of other housewives promote their religious lifestyle in a huge way as well. We have only seen the Christian way, however, or any, you know, variety of the Christian way. I don't think we've seen anything else. So it was going to be interesting to see this Orthodox Jewish lifestyle portrayed on television and how that works in a family unit. But Lizzie quit because she said she got some anti-Semitic comments and threats, which is just not okay. And especially in this Kanye West world that we're trying to get ourselves out of right now, it's not okay. And my heart goes out to her and her family. I completely understand that she wouldn't want to be drug into that mess. But Lizzie, girlfriend, you are not afraid to really, really go in and say what you mean and how you feel. And kudos to you, sister. I am not saying to back down by that, but when one does go out in the world and you say something that could be potentially not even controversial, but just maybe something that someone may disagree with, you're going to get some backlash. And it's hard when all of a sudden you have overnight celebrity. The backlash is going to come down triple fold. And it doesn't feel good. And that's scary when it's personal attacks on your religion, your lifestyle, your way of life. Not cool. Lizzie, I feel for you, girl. Probably a really smart decision, though. Maybe one day we'll see you back. Hopefully we can change. So we can change our culture and just become more accepting. But religion is such a polarizing subject, which just breaks my heart, because the ultimate goal is love, right? And bring everybody together. And it's just not what ends up happening. So I'm going to take a drink right now because I just talked all of your ears off for like many minutes straight. I'm sipping. It may be 9 a.m., but y'all, some things just require a little liquid courage, like what we're going to get into next. I am drinking this delicious mimosa. The sparkling wine that is in this is my favorite. It's called Flocking Fabulous. Love the play on words. There's this beautiful flamingo on the outside of the wine bottle. And I love the winery as well, but Flocking Fabulous in your mimosa or without a little color too. Tastes just as great. So anyways, that's why I'm drinking this morning, because we are going to talk to my friends, Tom and Jerry. That's not their real names, but they're a mischievous little duo. So I am naming them Tom and Jerry because these two lovely humans are good friends of mine, and they have been together for a long time, over a decade. They have been in a very traditional, monogamous, committed relationship. They're good, homegrown men, but they needed to change things up. So let's bring them in.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Tom and Jerry, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Megan.
Thanks for coming on with me today.
Cheers.
Did you get the Flocking Fabulous I sent you guys?
Yes, we did. Thank you.
You're welcome. Isn't it the best?
Yes.
The best.
It's all I drink. I love it. So tell me about you guys. Tell me about your relationship and then tell me what changed recently and what did you decide to do?
So yeah, we've been together for 10 years, going on 11, and we've done it all. You go through all of that.
What do you mean, done it all?
Meaning like, you know, you go through every sexual position, every fantasy, you do all the things, right? You introduce porn, you do all the stuff, the toys.
I mean, that's great because I feel like a lot of times in a 10-year relationship, you just become totally complacent and you don't do all the moves. You don't do the positions. You just do like, in my case, would be missionary. Yeah. I don't know how you say it in the world of gay men having sex. Like, what position is the missionary equivalent?
Well, in 8 years, 10 years is like probably like 70. So we've been together for a long fucking time.
Oh, it's like dog years.
It's like dog years.
Yeah, it's like 100 years for every 10.
That's kind of like for me in a relationship too.
Yeah, when you said like Meg years, it definitely is kind of the same in the
yeah, it really hit, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so keep going. So you've tried everything. You've done everything. 10 years.
And it was never really talked about, like, what's next or what we're going to do or how it's going to happen. And the first time it ever happened, it was just this organic situation where we had some house guests. I went in the hot tub naked, as I always
do. The first time it happened, we haven't said what it is. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. It was a threesome.
A threesome. And cat's out of the bag. So how did that go down?
So I was sitting in the hot tub, minding my own business, butt ass naked as I do. So one of the house guests happened to be this 23, 24-year-old hot little thing.
And how old are you guys?
Like 38, 37.
So you're, okay, so late 30s.
Yeah, late 30s. Yeah. That's good. And so I'm sitting in the hot tub.
But who's counting?
Who's counting, exactly. I'm sitting in the hot tub and this kid tries to get in and I'm like, whoa, I'm like, I'm naked in here. So I said, hey, if you can go get Tom and Tom wants to come in the hot tub, you're welcome to sit in here with me. Otherwise I got to get out. Cause I could just imagine right. How that would unfold after
good husband
cocktails. So
thank God, right?
He goes upstairs
yeah.
And Tom comes in the hot tub. And within 3 or 4 minutes, I feel something on my leg and it's not Tom's hand. It's our house guest's hand. And quickly that escalated into...
Wait, did you know this was happening, Tom? Did you know that the house guest's hand was on Jerry's leg?
No. But I quickly realized, something was different.
Okay. Really? How?
Yeah, no. Initially, no. I don't even know.
It just escalated so quickly.
It was a very fast and
he leaned over and started kissing Tom. Tom started kissing him.
Whoa, so his hand's on your leg, Jerry's leg, and then he's kissing Tom.
Yeah.
And that even
wait, but how do you just let that happen like that? Look, I've had a threesome before, and I could go down the same road, but we're not talking about me today. We're talking about
there was
you.
A lot of alcohol involved, and so it just kind of happened.
A full day of day drinking.
Yeah.
So it mm-hmm. was, you know, we live by the ocean, and so it was a beautiful day, and we had kind of been day drinking all day,
beaching it up all day.
Sounds really yeah. romantic. Okay, so then what? So I want all the details. I want all the dirty deeds. So you're on the right show for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The crazier part about the whole entire situation is this 20 something's parents were upstairs in the guest bedroom.
What?
Yeah.
Well, that's an added element.
I quickly was like, this can't happen. Your mom and dad are upstairs. So it quickly shifted into our bedroom.
But he was like, it's fine. They won't. It's good.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. Had you guys ever discussed having a threesome prior to this?
No, it was always off the table. It was always something.
Yeah. And it
was off the table.
Not off the table, but it's important to keep in mind. Like I feel after
those gays.
10 or 11 years, we have a super healthy relationship. Like there's never been, you know, it wasn't like it was a last ditch effort. You know what I mean? Like we're totally in a good place. So we just never talked about it.
Like we have a friend that said before his marriage ended, him and his husband tried threesomes to see if it could save things, and it didn't fix things for them. That wasn't what this was. This was just a hot moment that happened that we let happen.
Okay, so then like what went down? Like, so now you guys are hooking up. Like, I want the details. Like, who's penetrating who? Like, what's happening?
So we both were penetrating him, not at the same time, because that would just
Although I think you can do that.
I'm pretty sure you can do that.
That sounds painful.
Painful. Yeah, painful.
Yeah, it doesn't sound nice at all.
He'll need a lot of poppers for that.
Oh my God. We didn't have poppers. That's a crazy
part.
Poppers are like, my brother told me about poppers for like, because apparently this is what gay men do when they're like before penetration in the arse.
The thing.
Yeah, it like helps you relax or something.
It does. It's kind of a weird
video head cleaner is what it is.
It's like a weird feeling. Like you feel like, you almost feel like you're about to pass out. It's just kind of interesting. But
That's probably like exactly where I want to be if I'm going to have like a penis in my butthole. Yeah. I want to be like on the verge of death because like on the verge of like not feeling anything because there's nothing about that sounds lovely.
No, yeah, it's a process for sure.
Well, and neither one of us really enjoys that.
So that's the other piece.
Oh, wait, you don't? Yeah. Neither one of you guys really enjoy that penetration.
No.
Now, okay. We'll take one for the team. This makes sense.
Yeah, we'll take one for the team if we, you know, in a
birthdays or anniversaries or things like that.
Yeah, special occasions.
But it's not either of our favorite. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Yeah. But that's what but now you have like a third.
Correct.
For that. Yeah. But okay. So, all right. So this threesome happens. Did you hook up again with this guy after that?
The next night.
The very next night. We went to bed. We woke up in the morning talking about it. Like just.
Did he wake up in bed with you?
No. I pushed his ass to the couch because I'm like, I didn't need the parents.
But at early dawn.
Yeah.
Like 5
no kidding.
Yeah. Could you imagine?
You guys had a threesome with a dude while his parents were in your house.
Yeah,
that is like, that sounds like some porn shit, like some kinky porn hub. It really does. Okay.
Maybe that's what made it hot. Spark, right?
Yeah. It's like you're hiding from the rents. Right. So hold on. So you guys then hook up the next night with this kid. Are you in touch with him today?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like, will this happen again?
No, other than that weekend, it has not.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Not with him. What does that mean?
Means like, so we don't go searching for another threesome, but if it organically were to happen or.
Usually it's like a travel situation.
Somebody at a bar or. Mm.
So we travel a lot. So if, you know, it's a vacation type situation,
somewhere you can leave it behind, right? Like you're not bringing it home where there's no chance of like feelings or emotions and things like that where, you know what I mean? Like I'm not sneaking off dating somebody or he's not sneaking off dating
somebody. It's all about communication, right? Like I think that's a good piece. And I think if you keep that open line of communication.
You have to be really secure in your relationship.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask because are you guys afraid of getting jealous?
So
what if somebody's getting more attention? And then
and that's happened actually on both ends.
It happened for sure. The first time it happened, the guy was like, you guys need to figure this shit out. Cause you could tell it was new for us. He's like, you need to figure this shit out because clearly like you have to communicate about this because.
Whoa.
Feel the tension and like
he brought the hammer down.
He did. Yeah. And then I was like, yeah, it's probably best.
Literally and figuratively.
And I actually, I didn't even like him. So I was like, just go.
Like, yeah. He didn't like him because he was more into me.
Wait, this was a different guy, not the 20-year-old?
Yeah, this was the second time.
But we've had it happen where the third person has been interested more in either one of us.
And?
And
How does that go?
You just have to roll with it, and you have to know, go into it knowing that, like,
people have different
preferences,
and people are attracted to different people, and so.
So I think it's good that it's happened now to both of us. Yeah. So it's not threatening, right? It's not like, oh.
So what do you guys do now? Like, if you were, like, let's say tonight you're like, oh, we're traveling, we're out at a bar and we're chit-chatting with somebody. Like, how do you lay down parameters? Like, do you say to one another, like, no kissing? Or?
So I think
the rules,
we do a pretty good job of keeping it still about the two of us, and they're always the third person.
Okay.
And so, you know, we will, I guess in theory, well, not in theory, but we will be like kissing, and
who's like, we,
the two of us.
So Tom and Jerry are kissing. All right.
And
you then,
and the third person will just be doing their thing. And like, it's more about, and they know that like we're a couple, and like, it's, you know,
and we keep it very like, all right, so if you're going to text one of us, you have to text us both. Like, here's
group text, there's
right?
There's no,
I mean, obviously someone could just text one of us if they wanted to, really, but.
I like that rule, that group text rule.
And we also, as well as the group text, like, we have a situation where we travel a lot separately. So it's never something that happens, like,
honestly, without the other.
Without the other. So the different avenues that we use to meet these people. it's a group photo. It's the two of us. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, we don't have separate profiles and different things.
Wait, you guys just laughed. You guys just had like an inside joke, little hint. Well, I'm not letting that go so easily. Tell me about your different avenues.
So there's an app called Grindr.
There's certain apps.
I've heard of the app called Grindr.
Yeah.
So basically, I mean, in a random city, we'll turn that on.
But we share a profile, and the profile is a picture.
That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That you share.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So you guys are that freaky couple on those dating apps that, like, you're like, what is it called? Ethical non-monogamy, except it's not really that. That's what I see as a straight woman. That's what I see. Yeah. Ethical non-monogamy.
You know what actually was such an eye opener for me is when this all started and we went on said apps. Half the people are couples, and they're all
shut the fuck up. Yeah. Oh, is this more prevalent in the gay male culture?
I think so.
Because gays, males have a super strong sex drive, supposedly stronger than women. I could put that to the test, but then you add the element of two men together,
right?
Like, holy fireworks! Like, and that's a lot of sex drive.
Yeah.
And then you add a third to the mix, and then you're just like, everybody's just fucking like rabbits.
And this can,
like,
I mean, this
like
can
a train.
Go,
like a, what is it called? Go, a train?
Right.
A train. This can go on too. I mean, like, there's.
How long can it get?
There's situations where there's like group things.
Yeah. Have you done a group thing?
No, but like, I mean.
Would you be down?
I mean, I think we're always down for what, as long as we're both comfortable.
What about on these apps? Are there ever a male and a female couple looking for another man?
Yeah.
On Grindr. So, like, what about a Grindr app? Like, do you
there's
ever see?
Also, there's also women that are looking for a gay BFF.
Stop.
Yeah. They literally.
Isn't that called a fag hag?
A fag hag.
Or a fruit fly?
Yeah. They, like, literally put
no,
like,
shame.
Fag hag looking for gay BFF.
Wait, isn't that offensive?
I mean,
I want to be your friend because you're gay? Like,
yeah.
What?
Who doesn't want a gay best friend?
I mean, it sounds like nice, but like, don't you care about having a best friend because of compatibility versus like sexual orientation?
I mean, look, for sure. Paris Hilton had that show, My BFF, and she picked the gay guy.
Oh, really? Well, look at you with your pop culture knowledge. So when you guys are alone, how do you handle your sex desires with one another? Do you guys have phone sex, like, or do you just like take care of the business solo?
Oh, like when we're traveling separately.
If you're traveling separately, because you're not going out and hooking up with other people.
Yeah, we just did a couple weeks ago.
So like on FaceTime?
Like a FaceTime date.
Co-masturbation?
It started as text, and then it became a FaceTime, and actually that was hot.
Oh, well, so is that a new thing?
That was the first time?
No, I mean, not the first time, but it, yeah.
It's not common, I should say. Like, we'll talk, and then I'll just say, go rub one out. No need
yeah,
to.
It's
that's nice.
Yeah.
We'll talk, and then you're like, go, yeah, just you know, handle that.
Yeah.
We're not jealous, and I think that's, again, partnered with the communication. Like, that's a huge piece to the puzzle. Like,
were you ever jealous, people?
I think
in the beginning.
Initially, I mean, look, this wasn't our first rodeo. Like, we both were in long-term relationships before this with multiple different people over our years. And, you know, when you get to know someone at first, yeah.
I mean, because when we
you
met...
You have to build that trust.
When we met, Tom was 24. I was 30.
Like, I was a baby 29. And I was, you know...
Yeah, you were... Yeah, you guys were young. Gosh, that's a lot of years. You grew up together, pretty much.
We did. And, you know, we consider ourselves lucky that we have, you know, again, 10, 11 years in the gay world is a long time. And I feel like now we're stronger than ever. And
I think again, there's just so much. I think people don't talk about this. I think a lot of people think about doing stuff like this all the time. Mm-hmm. I think that I'm not saying that you're in an unhealthy marriage or relationship if you don't talk about it or whatever. I just think for us, we were at the spot, at the space where we were super comfortable with one another and we felt like we could do this and it wouldn't affect our relationship. I think married couples all the time want to do this, but they just don't know how to talk to their partner about it.
There's so much taboo behind it. And I mm-hmm. think that it's mm-hmm. like Jerry said, it's more people want to do it. And I think there should just
be... And that's why people cheat. I think that's why people cheat because they're interested in something that they're not getting from their partner.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they're just horny. I don't know. I'm sure there are many reasons.
I think, so I have a theory on this as well. Because you two as gay men have already had to break, you know, a quote unquote traditional mold of what like a couple is quote unquote supposed to look like. You're not a male and female. And so in that way, like you're already used to non-conforming and therefore like you're probably because you had to go through that, you know, whole coming out ordeal and everything, you're more open to other ways of doing life. And that's my theory on just being gay or having had gone through anything, you know, huge, like life-changing, like coming out like that.
Yeah.
And so I applaud you guys for being open-minded now, especially in the sex department. Because, you know, like you said, I mean, that's a huge part of a relationship. And if you don't have that, then like the other parts can falter as well.
Totally.
Do you think your sex life is better now that you guys have had threesomes? Has it helped you with like tips and tricks with each other?
100%. 200%. I also think
no way.
It's opened up the communication, like, right? That's so it. Now we're more comfortable talking about.
So, for example, we'll be sitting at a bar and a hot guy walks in, right? Mm-hmm. And for so many years, like, I think the two of us would both separately like look at said hot guy and like, you
wouldn't
know,
wouldn't talk about it.
But now like hot guy walks in and one of us goes, wow, he's super hot. And it just keeps it.
You're saying what you think.
Exactly. Correct. And there's no secrets anymore. And it's way more comforting to know that we can just be open with one another and have that communication.
Are you going to keep doing this?
I mean, it's working. It's not working.
Yeah, there's
right?
never, like, and you know, there's never been a moment we've done it a handful of times. There's never been an issue where, you know, it's ever caused a problem. And
like no one's ever gotten up and left the room
and
fighting.
No backlash 10 days later. You know what I mean? It's never pent up anger. I will say it's important to note too, especially on this public platform that
being safe
is really, really important.
I meant to ask that too.
Yes, we are 100% safe. You're tested regularly. We do all the things.
You get on PrEP.
Right. That it's like anti-V anti-V. HIV.
And granted, the technology and medical advances are huge these days, and I really do think we probably would see a cure in our lifetime. And I hope we do. We still take that very seriously. So that's an important piece of this puzzle too.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tyler Florence.
And I'm Wells Adams. We're the hosts of the new podcast, Two Dudes in a Kitchen. And you might be asking yourself, why do these guys have a podcast?
Because we love food. Yep. You and I have known each other for a while. We got a chance to click together on television on Food Network back in the day. And I got to tell you, there's no two better guys or more equipped to take you guys on a journey through the kitchen. It's all about great recipes. It's all about connecting with fantastic techniques and having a great time while you're doing it. This is a podcast for you to call into, give us your feedback, and we're here to answer your questions and kind of get those kitchen burners fired up.
I got a lot of questions just because I'm not nearly as good of a chef as you are, so I'm going to be asking you a lot of questions, and you guys out there can ask them as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to learn a lot, and you know what? Most importantly, we're going to eat good.
We're going to eat good, man. Eat good in the neighborhood, man. We're here for you.
Listen to Two Dudes in a Kitchen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
So do you, when you have a threesome, do you discuss and agree on specific acts before, or is everything on the table?
I mean, I think we just kind of go with the flow, and we actually
talk to each other during it. So
what do you say? Give me an example.
You know,
let's role play.
Yeah. What's a good,
it's hard to give you an example, but I mean, if someone were to say like, hey, should we do this? Or, hey, will you guys fuck me? Or, and we're not into it. Tom will just squeeze my hand and it will just be, it just won't happen. Right. Like, or, we can read cues from one another without having to say anything, or we can say something and just leave it at that.
Or he'll say like, I want to see you like get behind him.
Okay.
Well, like whisper it in my ear. So like we have that full open communication with each other during this, you know, act of whatnot. And I've gotten feedback that, the third partner has actually said, that's what turned me on the most. Is that you
guys talking?
Oh, yeah.
Would you ever have a woman as a partner?
So we used to
both date women,
and to the point where very long-term serious relationships, and obviously then came out of the closet, but we've talked about it.
And I would do it. I don't think
I no, I think I would. I don't think I'd be opposed.
But then would that like, okay, listen, hold on. Would you be more jealous of
I never had an issue being with a woman, and neither did he.
Performance issue.
Performance wise.
Or an emotional thing with women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I mean, if it happened, it would happen.
Listen, it might be the best, most affordable way to have a baby. So I'm all in.
There you go.
Okay. Well, there's a good way to look at it. Okay, so this is interesting to me because when I asked about a woman, I saw you guys kind of look at each other. And now I'm wondering, Tom, I kind of think from the way that you looked at Jerry that you might be jealous of Jerry with a woman in a threesome situation. Did I pick up on that correctly?
It would be interesting to see because I think we both have our own perception of what it was like to be with women. And I think this guy thinks he was more serious with women, but I don't think he realizes what my history was. I mean, he knows, but he wasn't in my shoes. Let's put it that way.
Okay, go ahead. Keep saying. I was interrupting.
Yeah, it would have to be a situation that would have to play out.
I have a homework assignment for you too.
Okay.
I want you to have a woman join you in the bedroom and then come back on the show.
I'm down. Right. I'm down. That'd be fun.
I mean, why not? Look, it's all about evolution, right?
Yeah.
So, okay. But I mean, that's for down the road. What's been the hottest thing about being in a threesome? I mean,
that's an easy answer for me.
Go ahead.
I think
like any one particular moment that you can think of, like the hottest moment.
Watching my partner be into it is the hottest thing.
I think that's what people miss out in sex in general.
Yeah.
It's not about how good like giving the blowjob is or like giving, like going down on a woman is. It's about the passion that like goes into it.
100.
Like care about what you're doing, like be into it.
Yeah.
And then I feel like it's all better.
And watching him get pleasure out of someone else, I don't know. There's just...
And I think that would cause jealousy amongst a lot of people. But I think, again, we're so comfortable with in communicating about all of it that it doesn't make it like awkward or inappropriate or any of those things, right?
No, and it's just seeing your person be turned on. There's just something that's like unmatched.
Do you ever get like threesome hangovers where the next day you're like, oh man, I kind of wish I wouldn't have done that?
There's been like one, I think, where we both were like, eh, that was probably not, that was like a non-starter. Like,
I think too, though, alcohol gets involved and, you know, your inhibitions kind of go out the window a little bit. You're like, oh, this will be great. And then you pick somebody that you wouldn't have normally picked. Let's put it that way.
Oh, do you ever get whiskey dick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so that, and that's another thing I was going to ask, is alcohol a pro or a con in this sort of a situation?
I mean, there's a certain point where it's a pro, and then there's a certain point where it's a con, obviously. Like, you get to that point, you're like, shit, never going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Or you get it, you get up, you get an erection, but you can't finish, right? Like, that's
totally.
That's usually what happens. It's the not finishing part if you're too hammered.
Are there ever, like, places in the country that are more open sexually or, like, more open to threesomes than other places?
I mean, I definitely think the Bible Belt is more open to threesomes.
Huh, you're kidding me.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm
yeah.
Totally kidding
oh, yeah.
Okay. I was like, wait, yeah. what? I don't know if this is serious or not, but.
No, I mean,
New York is.
Yeah.
Are there even gays in the Bible Belt?
I mean, yeah, we dabbled in New York.
You've dabbled.
They're the craziest ones too. Cause they've got a lot of
like ends up like, yeah,
but no, of course, New York, LA, I mean the major metropolitan cities.
But those are also the cities you have to be the most careful too, because a lot of people are super promiscuous and very, you know, like not safe.
Con artist-y.
Correct.
Yeah.
Like they might just lie to you about their sexual health just to like get
and
a bang in.
Which
and
is why
do.
You have to be careful.
Yeah, you have to be.
How do you know that they're lying and how do you handle that?
It's kind of like any
you can kind of look at somebody when they get there and you can look and be like, I mean, you can't say like, oh yeah, you look like you have syphilis or you look like you have gonorrhea.
No,
or you can say like, you look like you're unhealthy as a person. Like you don't look like your pictures. You don't look, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, that's the ultimate judging a book by its cover, but like in a situation where it's so personal, I understand.
Totally. And you know, it's kind of just like a regular human interaction, right? Like you're intuitive and you have to like trust your gut. But half the time you don't know. And you're 100% right with that. Like someone can be a con artist and a liar, and that's why you have to be proactive on your end, because you just don't know.
So is there ever a situation in which you would allow this third partner to sleep over and like wake up and like bring them coffee in the morning and just like hang out in the morning?
That's probably where we draw the line.
Right. There was one person that it's the only person that has now become more than like a one-time deal. Actually, aside from that first weekend, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
But he stayed for a glass of wine after once, waiting for his Uber to pick him up after.
Oh.
And that was like the extent of like, that was even a little uncomfortable.
And that was
like,
actually,
really?
That was at the house. So that was interesting because we don't normally do that in the city in which we live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it happened organically the way we met. This was not an app situation.
And normally, you know, when you're done, you're done. You're like, okay, that was great. Like, you know, head home. And he was like, oh, by the way, I Ubered here. And the Uber says it's 45 minutes away.
Oh, shit.
Because it was late into the night. And
oh, shit.
So
what time was it? I want to know.
Morning,
like 2 or 3 in the morning. So Uber were low key at that time of the night. Yeah. So I just didn't know what to do. So I just said, hey, do you want to have a glass of wine?
Oh, that's such a good host.
And then it was awkward. But then at the end, remember he said we should go back upstairs.
Oh, he wanted more.
Yeah. And we were like, no, we're tired. You know,
but then you guys had more with him down the road.
Yes.
How many threesomes have you had?
7, 8.
Oh my gosh. How does like a straight, like a heterosexual couple, how do they find somebody?
So, you know, what's funny is all, we have a lot of heterosexual friends. We're not typical.
We're
gays.
We're not those gays that have all the gay friends. We have more straight friends than gay friends.
And mm-hmm. So we confide in our close friends about this stuff and mm-hmm. our great
and
friends.
And the rest of the world now.
Yeah, right, seriously.
Although Tom and Jerry are not their real names.
Yeah. And our straight friends are the ones that are most, like, they're the most curious. They want to know all the details. They're like, oh my God, that's amazing.
Because they're the most repressed. That's my theory, like I was telling you earlier. Yeah. So I've had threesomes, you guys know, like Jim and I, we had a threesome with his current wifey, which is, yeah. How about that?
I fucked your wife. Yeah.
Yikes. Don't really remember that. The alcohol was involved. It happened one time and it was many years ago. But so we had more than one threesome, Jim and I, but that was before I ever had kids. So this is basically like lifetimes ago in my, you know, my world. And so it's been a long time and I've only had a threesome with my ex-husband, no one else. And I would be open to it again. I think that I really would have to feel super secure in my relationship. Yeah. Like for instance, you know, with my boyfriend, Kenny, I'm not considering that right now at all. But maybe.
You got worst case scenario. And that's, I think, the fear.
I literally got worst case scenario.
Yeah, you got worst case scenario. And I think, you know, that is
what's that called? Single white female. Yeah,
single white female.
They literally steal your husband.
Oh. Yeah. And that, you know, that's why communication is so important.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I tell him all the time, I'm like, I will literally cut your dick off. You know what I mean? Like we have to.
You don't want that to happen.
Right. Like Lorena Bobbitt, that shit.
Lorena Bobbitt style. Yeah.
But no, I mean, and I say that playfully and like we joke about it, but it's seriously important to have communication so that stuff doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I tell him all the time, I'm like, look, if we're ever at a point in our relationship where you feel like this isn't working anymore, I'd rather you just be honest because you can move on, you know?
Yeah, you could. There's a lot of different things you could do to spice up the sex life. I mean, a threesome is just one way, but it's fun to explore with you guys because I have so many questions here that you've answered well. And I think the main theme is it's all about communication. That's what we keep coming back to every time. So, okay. Your assignment from me, I have added another assignment. It's number one assignment, have a woman as a threesome partner. I want to see what happens. But like, you know, only if you guys are cool with it, obviously. Number two, I want you to go to a sex club. I've never been to one, but I've heard about sex clubs in like Paris.
So we just talked about it actually yesterday.
And basically it's just like, I think you can like have orgies or I think you can just like perform in front of other people or just watch. And so I would love that to be like kind of a interesting thing for you guys to do together. That's not necessarily a threesome, but it's something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Deal.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on and
thanks for having us.
Telling us your story. I think that a lot of people are going to be inspired by this. I know I am. Not today, not next month, but never say never.
That'll be your assignment too, down the road.
Down the road, have a threesome.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to twist my arm. Look, I have a podcast about sex. I'm very open. So, but we'll see. All right. Tom and Jerry, thank you guys so much for joining us. And we'll keep us posted with any new developments.
Absolutely. We got you.
Well, that's a wrap today on this episode of Intimate Knowledge. We have a lot to process. I'm definitely going to be thinking about threesomes and kind of like how that can actually help a relationship. There's really a lot to unpack here. And honestly, I think there's a lot that we can learn as a sexual society from our gay partners, our gay couples, not gay partners. What am I talking about? Gay couples. And what I mean, or just people who are not just straight people in general. We should explore the world of sexuality because we want to, because we can, because it's us and it doesn't hurt anybody else. And it's all about pleasure and fulfillment and communication, like we talked about. Because you guys, if I know, you know, okay? Until next time, y'all have a great sexy week.
Subscribe to Intimate Knowledge on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.